Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
Hey, yay.
We forget to do that soundbite with Lulu all the time, but we're going to get that in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest on the show tonight. Very good friend. You've seen him on Word in His Heart. You've also seen him on the hit show Insecure, not to mention a number of other projects. This man is working. He has stock in BET because he's on every show over there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for LA's own Mr. Tristan Winger. Hey, man. What's up, brother?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm excellent.
It feels like a week since I just seen you.
See the back? Yep.
That's crazy.
Tristan be having the clothes too. When we first connected, it was on Instagram, and I invited him on Word in His Heart, and the vibes was just there. I was like, hey, man, you want to be my friend? Because it's hard.
Hilarious.
It's hard to make friends after, like, high school and college if you don't work a traditional job, especially in our industry, because everybody's working on projects. So I was like, sometimes you just got to put it out there. Hey, man, you want to be friends? Because I don't really know how to make friends outside of the comedy industry. And even with that, we don't get to see each other as much. So I was like, hey, man, I'm going to be friends. And I'll be making the effort. I'm like, hey, man, come over to the house.
You do.
You want to pull up for drinks? We had drinks this past Wednesday.
Yep.
We all were there. And we were talking about, like, starting the night, Wednesday, little vibe night.
Because there are no places
that have, like, just, like neo-soul and straight hip-hop music, right? They're usually always playing, like, the hood, the trap, all that music, and which is cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like we need a place for, like, people that... You don't hear Dwelle in the club.
Hilarious. Ever. You don't.
And I would love to.
Sketches of a Man.
Come on!
That never drops in the club.
Come on,
DJ, the DJ wouldn't even acknowledge Dwelle if he walked in.
Come on, man. We need that.
Never hear a drop. We got Dwelle in the building.
Like, oh, brother. Can you ask the bartender for a bottle of water for me, please? Thank you. That'd be it.
So, yeah, man, Tristan is a very cool brother, very talented actor, dabbles in the DJing as well. I see you. He's a dad dog. I'm sorry, a dog dad. Dog dad as well. And is also into yoga. A little bit. Right?
I feel like you just made up a bunch of stuff.
Well, I seen the dog. You be walking the dog in the Crip neighborhood.
Yes.
Even though you play the blood on TV.
This is true.
And I seen you do the yoga. You take the pictures in the yoga when you were going to yoga. I feel like I seen that on the IG too.
Yeah. I've been to 2 yoga classes. The first yoga
hilarious.
Class.
And it came up in an interview. He's like, I did that twice.
The first yoga class I went to was an intermediate hot yoga class for an hour and a half.
Oh, no. I would tap out.
It was hot. And they said, the instructor was like, it's okay for you to, like, take off your clothes and stuff. And so I saw people down in their underwear, and I was like, well, all right, we're getting to that point where, like, my shirt is completely soaked as if I just took it out the washer.
Oh.
So I got to take off, and my shorts and my socks, like, everything.
Hilarious. So you just took everything off?
Everything was
He's
off.
He's like, sir, we didn't mean that.
But they did.
That's
But they
crazy.
Did, so I took it all off. It was hot as hell. So you may have seen one of those
Were you
days.
Tired after?
Yes, but very limber.
I feel like the heat would help with the limberness too. You know, like things are more pliable when you get them wet or you get them hot. So the fact that you're doing hot yoga and you're bending, you're stretching, it seems like you would be more limber doing hot yoga than you would be regular yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to make sense of it, because I would never do
like
that shit.
When you're cold, it'd be stiffen up. It'd be way too hard to do if you're cold.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Oh, Cam, I don't see your camera. People need to see you, too. When you talk, we definitely need to see you, right?
Control.
All right, listen. All right, come on. Yeah.
This is great.
Hey, man, we out here, man. We're just trying to make it happen. So, did it stop? Because I see you in a little circle of death.
My first time doing yoga was hot yoga, too. And it was not for beginners. It was rough. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even drive home, really.
Yo, and the thing was, like, I don't know the pose names. And so they was just saying, like, Reaching Eagle, and I'm like, yeah. What is this?
I know that
horny
dog,
warrior. I don't. What is that?
Horny warrior. It's like this. You got a sword. And
frisky
you
monk.
Just
we're gonna go into the frisky
waist.
Monk. Can you give a tutorial or at least a reminder?
Curious sloth.
this so it's either an animal or an epic person. It's either a warrior or just some kind of four-limbed animal.
Listen, do you
curious
remember?
Curious giraffe. Just make, it's a neck stretch,
make it
Patrick.
Neck long and just like. Listen, I got into yoga when Russell was still at the helm of the old RDF Digital, and he had a yoga studio in Hollywood, West Hollywood. And he invited, like, we could just take free classes there. And mm-hmm. it was regular yoga, hot yoga. They had showers. It was a beautiful studio. And I did it for, like, 4 or 5 times. I was like, I can get into this. But it was so far from my house. Like, West Hollywood isn't easily close. Accessible from anywhere except for West Hollywood. Like, because the 405 is, like, 6 to 8 miles away from it.
Oh, that's right.
And then the 101 is, yeah, it's just all back roads. You got to go through the canyon. There's always traffic in the canyon. So I could not make it a thing because it's just like, it's just not accessible at all easily unless you stay in the hills or West Hollywood or Hollywood. Right. It's not accessible at all.
I remember the first time I drove down Hollywood and it just became a residential street.
Yes.
You're just like,
you talking about some houses?
You're like, wait.
You talking about some houses?
It's just like, you know, club, comedy store, the Roxy, and then just house. Yes. And you're like, yo, when did you guys, okay, for sure. And it's always traffic
places. Oh, no. Apartment complexes. And niggas on the street with Lamborghinis that say rent me on the side. You good, brother? You good?
That's weird to me because it's just like, why not just have that car?
Bro, they rent tennis shoes too. You can get like Travis Scott's and all that type of stuff.
You rent it?
Yes, you can rent
that's
tennis
a thing
shoes.
Now?
That is definitely
I'm
a thing.
I'm not surprised though.
That's, yeah, it's definitely a thing. I saw this dude on Instagram promoting it and he's showing like his financials that he makes a month. Like, for just rent, like, I remember when I first moved out to L.A., I remember hearing about people renting the outfits and everything.
How much would you pay for that if the shoe itself is, like, $200?
Well, I mean, if it's $200,
you
wouldn't,
yeah. You're probably not renting that. It's probably
you're renting,
end,
yeah, you're renting, like,
the
Cactus Jacks joint.
How much are those?
Like, $600 to $800, depending on what style.
Shit, them Cactus Jacks is, like, $15 now.
Yeah.
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
From resellers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious to rent someone's outfit.
Well, here's the thing.
So funny.
But, you know, as we're talking about, I'm thinking like when we think about like wedding suit rentals, and like I went to a couple weddings over the summer. It's like there's shoe rentals for those weddings. And yeah, shit.
That
and
makes
like,
sense for like a suit.
Yeah, but
because it's like I don't usually wear suits, so I'm gonna wear suits for this event.
Yeah, but we wear suits for more things than women wear wedding dresses for. So that's why it's always been backwards to me when women buy the wedding dress, but then we rent the suit when we could wear that suit to multiple occasions.
I think it's like wearing a used if it's not from your mom or your like grandma seems weird.
It's a custom thing.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of women keep it just for. Just for memories. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then there's always that thing at later where it's like, I want to see if I can fit into my wedding dress.
Well, Farrah kept her, and then she had it tailored and customized into another dress. So we did that on purpose so she could.
That's cool.
Yeah, like something you can just like wear anywhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's.
She said brunch on Sunday.
Ow. Is that a wedding dress? Was.
Fun on Sunday night. All right, so I didn't get a chance to look at the thing. I'm going to go back and see what we got. I saw disco as far as one of the... I see disco or jazz. Disco by itself. West Coast drill. Don't even know West Coast
what
trap.
Is that?
What?
Somebody just hollered out Thug Yoda.
What up, though?
That's what I'm seeing. Either disco...
Slow jam. West Coast inspired theme song.
Okay. Disco. Somebody said slow jam like Keith Sweat or Johnny Gill.
Essence. Were you not here last week?
Oh yeah. We did that. Y'all
that was
that
ripped
one. That
off.
One got down. It got
oh,
dizzy.
Y'all was singing?
Yeah, we did it was supposed to be
clunk, clunk.
Reggaeton, but it turned into something else. it always does.
That was just my excuse to sing Essence. I love that song.
Texas,
they could have said bluegrass and I would have played that beat.
Okay. I don't even know what West Coast drill is. That does sound awesome.
I think it's made up.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Let's.
I don't even know how to put those. I'm going to the
West
together.
Coast. You guys are both from the West Coast, and he's born and raised.
This is true.
I was trying to think of how it goes. Still, not Dre Day.
You playing the sample?
Yeah, I was playing the original. Just now, I was playing the Rick James. But I was trying to think of the.
What song is the? What was the sample again? No. What was the song?
Was that Mary? That wasn't Mary Jane.
That is Mary Jane.
That was Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I only know that we like the funk.
We like the funk. Gotta have that funk. Down, bow, 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 down, 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 gotta have that. Need, gotta have it. We want need funk, y'all. Gotta have that funk. Okay. Shine. Right. So we'll come up with something. So the rules are
Undercover
that
Brother was my shit.
We try to rhyme. Damn it, and that you scary with Mary, Harry, Larry, Barry,
missionary,
transitionary, binary, whatever, dairy, whatever we can do. And if I'm going to do the beat, because I think Pat did the beat last time.
Missionary is the word.
He'll start off the rap, and you can top in with the ad-libs. And if you feel comfortable to jump in with a verse, you can do that, too.
For sure. I got ad-libs like a mug.
All right, let me think of a beat. Here we go. Damn, I just had a good one.
Was it Barry Jane?
You know, Corrupt? Like, boom, 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 boom.
Okay, here we go. Very, very West Coast. Very West Coast. Great goddamn be karaoke song. Bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
This is an undisclosed black dude.
Bum bum.
Since the real group don't really always get the credit for this song. I'ma sing it like this generically.
Bum bum.
Hey.
Bum bum.
Hey.
Bum.
Hey. Hey.
Bum.
This is how we're scary. It's Saturday evening, and I'm feeling fiending. I look on my laptop, it's scary. And look, there's another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary. I did my girl missionary. Afterwards, we had some dairy. Some after milk sex. That after milk sex. After milk sex. Yeah. After milk sex.
Boom, boom.
I'ma pass it off to my brother from another mother. After milk sex.
It's loud under the sheets. It's loud when we meet. Cause we had no meat. We had some cheese. After milk sex.
I've never had to close both ears. I can't listen to this. It's gonna. I can't do it. It was too much. It was a lot going on.
Anybody ever had after milk sex?
No.
No. I don't recommend it. No.
At all.
I hear it's horrible.
Seen a couple videos, but wasn't a fan.
It's even terrible when you eat too much on a date and then be intimate. Like, you can't.
You gotta eat a little light.
You have to figure out what the meal is before that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It should be seafood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seafood?
Why?
Yeah, because for me, it's lighter than anything that's chicken or red meat.
That
or
is true.
Like,
but that burp, though, if you catch burp, a person on that burp from that seafood, that shit could
fishy
end
burp.
The entire
night. Let it come
night.
Out the nose and you're good.
Oh, nah.
But I feel like it lingers longer.
It's hotter when it come out the nose. For some reason, that temperature be like 10 degrees higher when it come out your nose.
That burp is for sure dangerous, but I see what you're saying. Like, I've never had a seafood meal where I felt like, full, like I was just like, oh, I want to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Unless it was like gumbo or something. Word. And who's eating gumbo mm-hmm. on a date?
Word.
Mexican food is very risky.
Can't do it.
Oh,
if she's like, let me get the enchilada, I'm like, well.
Well, I guess we're literally just Netflixing tonight. There will be no chill.
Maybe in the morning.
I get it though.
Go to. Let me get the lasagna, extra peppers.
Oh wow!
Well, I'm gonna have rice.
Just at the crib like that. Yeah. Well, here's the thing though. If you are ordering food at the crib with Postmates, I get all of my favorite foods from the local restaurants in my neighborhood delivered. Yep. No leaving the house, and even better, no getting in the car and having to find parking, having to find parking spots, having to walk in, remember my mask, all of that. No, I'm not doing it. Okay, I'm rocking with Postmates. It isn't just burritos and sushis. You can also get phone chargers on demand, too. That's because places like Walgreens and 7-Eleven are also on Postmates. And my favorite part is when the app lets me know that my food and my items have delivered. And I get that little chime, that little reminder, hey, they at the gate waiting for you. I say, oh. I clutch my pearls, I put on my smoking jacket, and I go outside. It's also, it doubles as my outside jacket. And I go meet the person, I grab my stuff, man. And all you have to do right now is just download Postmates on iOS and Android. Find your favorite food spot or the one thing that you forget to get from the store every time you go and get it delivered on demand. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving just our listeners a little something extra. New customers will get 50% off your first five orders of $50 or more when you use the code YOUSCARY. You hear me? First time.
All right.
So you just download Postmates, you use the code YOUSCARY, and if your total is $50 or more, you get 50% off of that. You understand? Mm-hmm. So you're paying $25 for a $50 food or meal or device, whatever it may be, but you're getting 50% off. You can't beat that. That code is YOUSCARY, YOUSCARY, to get 50% off your first five orders of $50 or more. The max savings is $100 per order, okay? So if you buy something for $200, you're only paying $100 for it. Just download the Postmates app and sign up online. It's super easy. The offer is subject to change in taxes and fees apply. Offer valid for 30 days after you sign up and add the promo code to your account. But do it now. You won't be disappointed. You hear me?
Yeah. Listen, Postmates has most of my money.
Man.
Especially when the pandemic, I was Postmates.
Oh, since 2020? Postmates, hook me up with some stock, please. Please, I gotta be like 13% of your revenue.
The world has changed so much. Remember when Netflix was still sending out DVDs? I remember when Netflix was sending out DVDs.
Sam,
when did they stop?
I think they still do. I think you can still get DVDs from some places.
Really? I saw one this year, and I was like, how old is this?
You have to be grandfathered.
I guess they still do it.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think they do that for everybody. I think probably you have not. To be grandfathered
in. Middle America.
Yeah, my old...
like doing it ahead of time, like back when they were
that's
just...
That's middle America.
Yes.
All those people who can't work the remote, and they can't switch inputs.
Netflix is probably the easiest one to work. It's probably the most user-friendly one.
They got a great interface.
They do. Because Amazon sometimes, I'll be like, it's too much. It's too much.
Also, if you took all the PlayStations out of the world, I couldn't find a DVD player to save my life. Does anybody have like a standalone DVD player? Do you have one?
No, at my parents' home back in Syracuse, she still has a DVD.
Yeah.
She has a DVD VHS player, the double deck.
Wow. Did anybody have a Blu-ray? Like an actual Blu-ray?
I had the DVD Blu-ray. Wait. It doubled as both.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I had a PS3.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All of us, when them attaching the PlayStation was the smartest thing. I wouldn't have known what Blu-ray.
Because
what made it that expensive? It was like an $80 movie, and they were like crispier.
It allows you more resolution. You could do actual 4K in it, but most of your TVs weren't 4K, so you weren't seeing it anyways. But it was just
so they did that ahead of TVs.
Basically, it was the next step above DVD, and then we went streaming, and they're like, nobody's using discs anymore, and it was kind of like, well, that's it, because the old ones read with a red light, and then Blu-ray read with a blue light, blue light. So you could transfer more information via blue light than red light.
That sucks to be.
Cam be knowing shit. This is why we had to get the cam. We got to figure out something to put in there like the cam. Because Cam be knowing.
He pops in, actually. The codec is H.264.
That would be funny to pop in for facts.
Yeah, look, what the cam, and like it wasn't right there. He just popped in like, actually. Every time he did this.
I don't need to Google anymore.
We don't need to Google anything with Cam in here, man. But
it's much easier.
I don't know what you want to start with, Pat, but I got some scary stuff. I do, and I'm just going to.
It's the week of Halloween. Yeah, let's start with that
first one that I was telling you about. And this is it, people. So there is a case of a flesh-eating STD.
Aren't they all?
Nah, I mean,
not flesh-eating.
Flesh-eating? No one's ever woken up and was like, I have one ball now.
This
she
one
burned me.
Is a flesh.
I was uncircumcised yesterday.
Helpful flesh eating.
Hump. Thank you, chlamydia.
Where's that sweater? But yeah, this is a flesh eating STD, and there were a couple cases that were, I think, 30 cases they found last year.
How does an STD spawn? I thought we had all of them.
Yeah, well, that was 2019. I'm sorry. 2019, they had 30 cases of this STD in the UK. But the rise of infection in the past 2 years could pose a public health risk.
How do you say it?
The name of it?
Yeah.
What is that disease called? They're calling
it... what is... I think it is?
Donovanosis?
Donovanosis?
Donovanosis.
So whoever that scientist was
Donovan.
Did not like a nigga named Donovan.
Donovan.
He was waiting
shit.
To find a disease.
Donovan definitely fucked
Donovanitis. Call it Donovanosis.
He was fucking some weird shit, and that's where it came from.
So the symptoms of Donovanitis is bulging red bumps, damaged skin, and the loss of genital tissue and color.
Oh, my God.
And color?
Yes. So
I mean,
they
tissue
have,
is the big boy.
They have antibiotics that can fight it, which is great, you know what I mean? But it's still like...
How are new ones?
But people, does it grow people, back?
I don't know. I don't know if it's reoccurring.
It's not like gingivitis for your dick.
Yeah, so it's treated with antibiotics, but not cured. So,
so
it must
probably
be.
Keep it at bay. God. So you've got like, oh, I'm good this week. I'm good. But and then it comes back and you got to take the antibiotics.
Skin eating? Again. Where was this? In South
UK?
America?
It just says UK.
Oh. Wow, that was kind of racist. shouldn't have thrown a suggestion out there.
Yeah, it's like, well, what do you think about them? Like, nothing.
Where,
I just
where, South America? What does that mean? My bad, my fellow Brazilians.
He said mm-hmm. Berlin.
UK, yeah. It says, did yours say beefy red ulcers? Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Why would you put that in a medical? Why would you put that in a... Okay,
that's not
well.
A medical
beefy,
term.
It's a very descriptive adjective.
Beefy red.
So a red ulcer would just be like, oh, it's a little ulcer. But this a beefy is like, what's up, motherfucker?
I'm here to eat up your balls and dick, nigga.
The ulcer has a hat on backwards.
It pulls the underwear down like, here, look at me. hey.
The doctor's like, this is a very beefy ulcer. I noticed that it has brass knuckles on.
This is the dentist's office, by the way. You weren't even here for that. Girl, look at me, too.
Brass knuckles say, burn, scorched.
Burn balls. Wow. Well, yeah, that's out there. So, you know,
I think I know how it got here.
Wow.
In a weirdly good transition, someone took a photo that went viral of, and this was in the cookie aisle of the supermarket, of someone shoved an entire steak into their pants.
Come on, I saw that
out
shit.
Of the plastic.
That's
they
how
left
it happened,
the
yeah.
plastic. They said that's why I said beefy red.
That's where it
It would. Someone took it out. If you're gonna steal it, just steal the whole thing, my boy.
Word.
Listen,
you took it out the thing like that was gonna like.
That's
gonna.
It's gonna
go
evidence.
Past.
It's
the,
more evidence that a steak
yeah,
is
it's
missing.
Gonna be yes. blood coming out your. And also right. like, it's not like this metal detector is not gonna go out. You know what I mean? Like, he just had steak on the nuts, and now we got Donovanosis.
How badly did he want steak?
Right. And who was eating it?
That's yeah. what I'm saying. You gotta smuggle it out.
Who is he cooking that?
Bleach
for?
It, then hit it with steak flavored seasoning. It's ridiculous. I couldn't imagine like pulling some steak out my pants like dinner.
We dinner. Tonight, y'all.
Your family, unless your family is raccoons, this was unacceptable.
That's very weird. When I saw that, I was just like, huh? Maybe they got it socked in their eye and they just pulled it out and just put it on their eye. They didn't actually.
You could get frozen
it.
Peas and not even deal
yeah,
with
you
the mess.
A lot of different
peas are
better
gross.
Stuff
this is true. This is true. You don't like peas?
Peas are fucking disgusting.
It depends.
They are so nasty. They're so nasty. Peas
raw?
Are never good.
Raw, what about split yes. pea soup? A split pea soup?
That might be good. No. Here's the thing. It's the texture.
I haven't had it in a while.
Because you bite into the peas and then it's all mushy and then it just tastes like, a musty... soupy mess. Like it's just
but all, that, all vegetables mess. Are horrible if you think about it in their raw state.
Not true.
I don't agree.
Carrots need a little something. Brussels sprouts, we were tricked our whole life thinking that that was like lima beans. And then all of a sudden restaurants started using them with bacon and toasting them.
If you cook
them.
The vegetables correctly,
they're great.
They great.
They're amazing.
That's
broccoli, yeah. broccolini, I didn't know about. That's good.
Broccolini is so good.
I don't know what.
Also
that just dropped.
Radish is a four. What is a radish for?
You never had pickled radishes?
Yeah, but like it goes with what though? You wouldn't eat it by itself, right?
It's also a palate cleanser, right?
Yeah, it's one of those kind of things. Huh.
So you eat stuff and then you eat, like, it's kind of like why, what's the green stuff?
Cilantro?
I think it's cilantro. You eat cilantro to cleanse your palate? It just be on, like, there with wings?
What's no, not shit? Cilantro.
There is something else that goes on plates.
Closer to a palate.
Celery.
The,
It's a garnish that just like sits there.
Parsley? The green thing, parsley is what I'm talking about.
Yes, okay. Then you're, yeah.
Yeah, parsley.
Okay.
So I guess there's just stuff that you just eat to like cleanse your palate, which I don't really know what that means, Cam.
It basically, well, I'm not gonna give you any scientific definition. It just clears out the bad taste, in my opinion.
Does so it like it like resets the palate so you can get like a clearer description
lingering.
Of taste for the next food?
Exactly. That's what I thought it was, but it's also like I'm not eating stuff that needs that. Like if I have a taco, I don't need to do that and then it's like, let me try this ice cream.
Usually a palate cleanser is for people who do taste testing and that. They need that because if you taste one thing and then taste the other thing, if you the previous thing's still there, it's going to be a lingering effect on the second thing you taste. So you have to clear
but
you
that's
have to, like,
the great part of eating. Like if you have some steak and then you have some mashed potatoes, like that, I want that.
Yeah, but
you're trying to taste
that. But if you're going from dinner to dessert, you don't want still like steak or mashed potatoes on the back of your tongue, like because they do it at a lot of Asian themed restaurants too. Yeah. They give you like the matcha
that.
Ice cream or something like that. They
that's
like clean your palate.
Yeah.
Before you have the dessert or whatever it may be. So.
Does ginger do that too?
I thought ginger did.
Yeah, it could be.
I think so. Right.
I thought like ginger cleansed the
palate. I like use it the wrong way. Like, I know you're supposed to take ginger and wasabi and mix it with the soy sauce. I learned that as an adult.
Oh, sure.
But my whole life, I've been just putting, like, a little blanket of ginger on the top of the sushi.
Yes,
and then just a general booger of wasabi.
Wasabi's strong.
Because it's like, everybody, I feel like all... If you didn't grow up in that culture, you learned the wrong way by just eating
absolutely.
It.
I definitely do.
Whoa.
I will put like I cautiously like dabbled with wasabi. Then when I got a hang of it, I put a glob on there, chew it up, and then hold my breath and swallow it the food, and then exhale and just get that burning in my nose like.
Oh, this nigga's sushi. Oh, dick!
We still talking about sushi or dick? Oh, okay. My bad.
No, you said you swallowed it.
Yeah.
And whatever somebody wants to
deal with. Context
oh, now everybody's mature. Now everybody's mature. And now, yes. Well, we wouldn't have said that.
Yes.
You might not have, but Pat would have been like, whoa, what are we talking about? If this is Squadcast, Pat would have definitely took the dick joke on that one.
You take this dick joke. Yeah, I'm taking the dick joke.
He said he swallowed it.
This is
a whole eight.
This is why I don't do anything. This is why I hate it here. Speaking of penis.
Okay.
Yours could use a little jump start, you know? Woo. If you feel like that you use a stiff breeze because the fall is here. That's right, fellas. The fall is here. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you guys are waking up in the morning, pitching tents and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind you and let you know that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Woo.
Guys, confidence can take you far in life.
Woo.
You just got to lead with the right leg. You understand me?
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with Blue Chew, you are definitely going to do that. All right? Blue Chew really help you step up to the plate. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready when the opportunity arises. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, you do it all online, so there are no doctor visits, there's no awkward conversations, there's no waiting in line at the pharmacy, somebody looking over your shoulder, what you getting? Get out my back, okay?
Yeah.
Get out of my business! And Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA, and they are prepared and they ship directly to your door in a discreet package, so it's usually cheaper than going to the pharmacy. Now, I've got all the bullet points out of the way. Let me tell you why we rock with Bluetooth.
Oh,
Pat already put one on. Pat put one on the bus.
Sure
this
did.
Is Pat.
I call this a wallet chew.
Hold on.
I have a wallet chew, I have a fanny chew, and I have a duffel chew. The fanny chew goes in the fanny pack, by the way. Just in case that needed some clarification.
Pat ain't the only one. Listen. The Blue Chew is official. Do you understand me? Listen,
like
Blue Chew is... a brand we've been rocking with for years, something that we like strongly believe in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need it. We just wanted to see what the possibilities were, and the possibilities were so magical.
It's hard to go back, though.
It is hard to go back. It's like if somebody gives you an ability to fly, they be like, all right.
You're not going
to
get in traffic again.
Yeah, you try again. I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to use it again. I mean, not use it again anyway. So, fellas, trust me. You want to try it out. Give it a try, man. You do everything online. It's time to get off the couch and back to work.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you have the tools needed to upgrade your life. All right, head over to BlueChew.com, fellas. I'm going to hook you guys up with a free month of Blue Chew. Free month of Blue Chew. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code DIYS at checkout. Mm-hmm. Just pay $5 for shipping. So go to BlueChew.com right now. Use the promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And we thank them for rocking with us.
What's in your hand?
Huh? Oh, this is lotion. I was going to put some lotion on my hand.
Oh,
Are you about to use that Blue Chew right now?
No.
Blue Chew is so good, I would use it for self-pleasure as well.
I've done it before.
I'd impress myself.
I definitely did impress myself. I was like, oh, well, look at you.
Round
you
two, huh?
Here,
huh? Round
you just
two, huh?
Out here being veiny.
These things are a life changer. My monthly amount has crept up over the
Yeah, I started with 10, too, then I was like 15. Why not? Let's give it a try.
You at the 15?
I was at the 15.
I might, probably.
I had a hot boy summer.
You want to try it?
So, yep.
I've been giving out samples. Here you go.
Thank you. In my pocket it goes.
Only happy customers. Only happy customers. But you got to be careful who you give the bluey.
You can't, everybody's not worthy of it.
Can't give the bluey to everybody.
Not worthy of it, man. I had a hot boy summer. I was out here, and I was wearing joggers. I know we're supposed to wait till fall, but I was wearing joggers with no drawers in the summertime, just letting people know what's going on.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, taking
the tube just to get a print?
I was taking a tube before I went to the supermarket before I went to bank. Bank, I didn't have to wait no lines. You understand me? The print was prevalent. That print was present.
Count number five, please.
Self-check.
Listen, it would be like this. This would walk in first, and then I'd come in like a...
It's like a stretch limousine. Like
a cartoon?
Remember how cartoons, whenever they did their stretch limousines, the hood would be long?
I knew exactly. Like, it would take like a minute, and then it'd show the driver, and then it'd be another 2 minutes, and then some long leg would still
Yes. That
like,
was me,
how
baby.
How does he turn left?
That was me.
P.S.
That was me. Just out here stunting. Just stunting for no reason. I had no reason to doing like that, but I did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All right.
Good
so
times.
It is the week of Halloween.
Good times.
It's a couple scary stories. But before we do that, I just want to say there is a movie on Netflix called Veronica. Have you heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Only one in 100 people were able to complete the full movie.
What? Oh, challenge accepted.
Why?
Released in 2017, the horror is based on a true story, and some say it is the scariest movie ever made. If it was released in 2017, I feel like I would have heard about it. I believe it's foreign.
If it's foreign, then it's probably really scary, yeah.
They just got it right?
There's not as many rules. They don't have like the MPAA
and all
that.
Clip looks...
You know what's crazy to me?
I mean, it's our
rating.
It doesn't give me scariest movie all the time.
For movies. Yeah, like, they will give a movie where they are shooting people left and right, but long as there's no blood then it's just PG-13. But if you show one nipple, one ass cheek, now it's rated R. But what are you more likely to encounter as a kid? Are you more likely to encounter some nipples?
Or an
AK-47 being shot out of a helicopter while somebody jumps down and swan dives into a pool, you're more likely to see these nipples.
What country are we talking about?
Huh?
I mean, yeah, foreign films are much more loose. They're much more loose with their sex in movies versus violence. Like, if you go in Europe, violence is like, you get hard R's for any type of violence.
Right.
Whereas, like, sex in that is like, oh, well, this is a natural thing. Why
this
are we
a natural
gonna...
thing, right.
But there's
man.
Other parts
titties,
where sex
bro.
Don't even fly. Yeah. Didn't we, I forget what show that was, but there's a lot of parts in, Black Blasphemy. We found out that there's a lot of parts of Indian cultures where kissing isn't allowed to be shown. If it shows two people about to kiss, it'll cut to like two flowers, kind of like
brushing against each other.
Yeah. Because
that's
it's weak, just very,
very. That's so weak for me. And there's no disrespect to him. I just like, I like what I like, man. I don't like, it's like even with porn, bro, I don't need all the build up and the lighting and the storyline.
Just cut to the chase.
Give me the POV. I want to see penis entering vagina.
No, I think the world needs both. Just like the way you need Soulja Boy and Common, you can't have one or the other. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Imagine
sometimes
if Common was singing some fucking Soulja Boy songs. Hey, yo,
or if that's who we depend
sense
on for strip clubs.
Woman, don't watch the road, comment as I roll the road.
DJ was dropping B in strip clubs. Like, we couldn't do that.
Go. And on a count of three.
You can't do that. So I feel like we need both. Like, Blacked came out and changed the game. It's production value. It looks like they shut down the street just to shoot that. Mm. And it's like, it's always like,
what is Black? Is that
Black? It's like the new like porn company that does like high production value. It's always like some white women getting out the club. Somehow they've met some random nigga in there that they're about to go smash. Mm-hmm. And then like cuts. It's very high production value. You'd be like, you forget you're masturbating. You'd be like, man, this is some good shots. Who directed this?
Long as it's 780, a 720 and higher.
Okay.
I really don't care about the production. Like it when the floor is a little dirty and
amateur.
She got on mismatched bra and panty or mismatched socks, because that means
like
she
amateur
wasn't even planning on giving him no ass. My nigga finessed that ass.
You'd be surprised.
Unexpected.
Yeah,
unexpected
ass. She came over, you know, she got the baggy t-shirt on and this, you know, the titties.
I think they caught on to that and they're like, I'm gonna mismatch my panties, but I'm still gonna give
care
him some.
Create
so I
illusion
say like, oh man,
ignorance
I didn't
is
even
bliss,
know.
Pat. Ignorance is bliss. I was like,
I like the amateur shit.
I love amateur,
amateur
bro.
Amateur shit. It's like, this nigga recorded this on his phone.
Yes.
Same.
Because when the camera's there, you can tell when they're turning it on for the camera. Yeah. When it's amateur, they really don't be talking that much or moaning that much unless that nigga's throwing that dick in the hula hoop side. Like
throwing that dick in the hula hoop.
Yeah, when you got the...
No, it threw me off. I was like, oh, circle.
Yeah,
that's great.
Hula hoop.
Yeah, you got to do it like that. When you see him doing that, and she be like, huh?
I learned that from porn.
When she pushed the stomach back, when she's like, that right, that's real.
The
that's
push
authentic
away.
That push away is authentic. Mm-hmm. It's all about they looking at the camera, oh, yeah, give me that big dick. Nobody has ever really said that during normal sex.
If you're really putting it down, they're not really yelling like
they're
that.
Not, they
it'd be every now
stuff
and then. It'll
they
be like,
they moaning.
Where's the edge of the bed so I don't fall off?
When you really fucking, they don't give a fuck. They'll break their neck. Like, well, listen, if I don't get this nut, then it was all for nothing. So you got to finish the job.
Throw that dick in a hula hoop.
Hey, throw that dick in a hula hoop.
No, I mean, I like amateur too, but I bounce back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the difference between like a Leo DiCaprio and like a YouTuber. They're both making money. They both, you know, they both on camera.
Word.
But it'd be like there'd be the professional stuff and then the amateur stuff, which is like, you know, jumping on YouTube.
I saw one of the most fire porn videos, and she basically did it to, fuck this nigga, to a Tory Lanez song, and I was like, this song is dope as fuck. And she created her own video where she was just masturbating, but the production value was high, and it just
how was it high?
Dope.
Multicam?
It was probably.
For a masturbation video?
It was a high production value. There was slow-mo.
Was she looking in all the cameras?
It looked like a music video for masturbation.
Wow. Hilarious. The Bad Boys 2.
Shout out to Jerry Bruckheimer.
She stood up real slow.
We do it for fun.
Let me tell you something. I was watching one video and I was rubbing it out. And I realized that they were, like, the TV on the video was of one of the episodes of Law & Order that I love.
Bing, bing.
I was like, whoa. I, like, literally, me and Stark, I stopped. I was like, oh, this is the one with the deli. I finished the video, went straight to Hulu, and watched that episode of Law & Order right now.
The fact that the thing that triggered your memory was the scene with the sandwiches.
No, I mean, the crime took place in the deli.
It's the one with that deli with the pastrami on
wait
hot bread with mustard.
Hold on a second.
They use whole pickles too. It's the scene with the side of chili cheese fries. I've never seen a dilly do that.
I like what I like.
A Law & Order scene where the nigga is just stroking it out like, yeah, there's nothing I can do about this. Hey guys, can I just get back to work? I'm in the middle of a scene right now.
Boom, boom.
Oh my God.
Good times though, man.
So y'all watching Veronica?
I totally forgot that's what we were talking about.
We talked about porn for 15 minutes.
I'm gonna check out Veronica. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it during the day though.
It's probably something that's like disturbing, and that's why people probably don't want to watch it.
Interesting. But it says that they weren't able to complete it because, like, the first Exorcist was more disturbing to me than, like, scary. Like, mm-hmm. there were some scenes that were like, oh, this is scary, but yeah. it wasn't until after where I was like, I couldn't even look at beds for a minute. I would just, like, walk past beds with headboards for a minute because of, like, the creepiness. But, like, scary, like, I can't finish this. 1 in 100? That's a lot. Like, you know how scary something has to be for me to be like, no more.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like...
Okay. Y'all watched it? Yeah, it's not scary?
It's not scary. It's Sherry Bones is pretty gangster, though. She says it's not scary, but I don't... Sherry Bones is in her 30s, and she willingly doesn't drink, so I also don't trust her.
Oh, yeah. She's probably looked down the barrel of a gun, like, yeah. what's up then?
Yeah, she walked... She stays, like, an hour away from D.C. proper, and then, like, she walked to D.C. on her own, like, so she's a different breed.
Damn.
Right, you can't trust
biblically?
Sherry. Yeah.
Right. I was about to say, if that's an hour driving,
that's a quest.
That's a day.
Yeah, she had a
stick
like
with
a water
the polka
camel
dots
thing
on. The damn satchel on it. Going to see it to hear more show, I reckon.
Well, sun's getting low. Bro, better pull out my rations.
Uber and taxi has been around so long, it like stresses me out to think about how hitchhiking actually was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like just anyone who wants to. Please.
Man.
You gotta think about the people driving, like, oh, I want somebody in my car with me. I'm gonna pick them up.
For real. It seems like only people who wanna hurt me would do that.
Yes.
You just gotta just like roll the dice on if you can fight them or not.
And I'm sure there were motherfuckers driving out there who was just like, all right, let's see who we could pick up today.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Zodiac was like that.
No, that's for sure serial killers. I wonder if anybody like would like size them up and be like, nah, he look like he got hands. I want to kill somebody, but...
I don't want to get killed in the process. I don't want to die in the process.
No. He's
just need
big.
A quick stab. Stop my day. My coffee machine stopped working.
He look like he fights.
Well, listen, speaking of starting your day, introducing a new way to start your day with Super Beats Heart Chews, all right?
Okay.
They're a tasty treat that give you the energy you need to get a good start for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
Add 2 delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote healthy heart energy for your day without a caffeine crash, all right? Because Super Beats Heart Chews are unique and they're clinically researched, grapeseed extracts promotes healthy heart energy and normal blood pressure as a part of a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. As I, you know, get older in life, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy life and a healthy diet, and I'm really taking like 5 vitamins every day.
Wow.
Just to keep my immune system up, because I'm doing all of this traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's why I started with healthy heart as well, because I'm sorry, the heart chews, because I want to make sure that I'm ensuring the longevity of my career by ensuring the longevity of my life. So anything that is promoting a healthy heart, and then I also already have blood pressure issues, so anything that can help that as well, I'm already on it. So I want you guys to check this out. Join the over 1 million customers. Get a free shipping and returns and a 90-day money-back guarantee. And right now, you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeats.com/DIYS. Again,
yes.
At superbeats.com/DIYS, you get a 90-day money-back guarantee, you get free shipping and returns, and you get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeats.com/DIYS, man.
Come on. Health
is wealth, bro.
I like it.
Amen.
I've been starting like to take vitamins, too, and I feel like they're little power-ups. Like, if you research what each one does, you can kind of just think of them like that. And beets get a bad rep. I actually enjoy the taste of beets.
I like them. We
talked about beets.
Beets are sweet, man.
I like beets.
They are sweet. They have a very unique... I mean, and it's just like when you do the beet juice and stuff like that and all that. Like, I like the beet juice. It's a very unique flavor. There's nothing that tastes quite like a beet.
It's like an earthy, like a sweet earthy taste.
Yes, that's the fucking
flavor. It almost has, like when it's cooked, like around the holidays, it has like a meat texture, a little bit.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Kind of like mushrooms?
Yeah, and like jackfruit and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mushrooms is a good example. Jackfruit was cool. Jackfruit came through in the clutch. We thought that the future of vegetarian, you know, meat things were going to be like soy and all that stuff. I don't know where jackfruit came from, but like jackfruit tacos? Come on.
Jackfruit just came on the scene like a hot rapper. Like, yo, where you come from? Like, remember when the baby just popped up and just exploded? Like, yo, where you come from?
The baby?
The baby is jackfruit. Like, it just popped on the scene, was like, all right, this is good.
Came in rapping fast and shit.
Yeah.
Man.
The you crazy said the beats?
Bitch can't make me into multiple things? Nah. I could be chicken. I could be beef. I could be pork. I could be whatever you want.
Let's go.
It's literally like an industry plant because it was like, where was, it's no not like we grew up knowing like apples, watermelon, jackfruit. Yeah. It came out with vegans.
Yes.
it dropped it just with on vegans. The scene and just exploded too.
I'm telling you, man.
It's been topping the charts ever since it dropped too.
Yeah, see y'all need
jackfruit
to
is the Drake. Like it's right now. It's like on everything.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. So far gone, man.
Is it purple?
Yeah, that looks good. See, y'all need to do a show called
the fruit itself is huge.
Damn God. Oh, man. There's so many things in the world that, like, really freak me out. It's crazy. Just the body alone. Like, with my, I have diverticulitis, and it flares up, like, maybe once a year.
You said Devonitis?
Diverticulitis. So, basically, like, small food gets caught in the intestinal pockets of my stomach, like in my intestine, and so it gets very painful, and I can't like sleep. It's like I get back pain, stomach pains, all that type of stuff. But like just to think that a grain of rice and some couscous could take me out,
because
that's all it is. Because it's small pieces of food. Like I have to stay away from like grains, rice.
It just catches.
Pistachios. Yeah, because they get caught in those pockets for some reason. Like
and then
some
it, like builds on top of it.
It just causes immense pain.
It's think of like a kidney stone. They're like super, super tiny, but they're really, really painful.
Yeah.
How do you?
And
know
you have
these
to
things?
You have to just wait for it to go out, or it's
I have
stuck.
To take medication. So I take I take two antibiotics for like a week, and then it just kind of clears up. But that whole week, and then while it's building, like it starts where I feel a pain in my lower abdomen on my left side. And then it's onset just back pain, and I can never get comfortable, and also causes some scrotum pain. So like you're laying down, and you have to just constantly move them things around, just make sure that your leg isn't on them. Like it's
because
it's
of a little piece of food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really,
the food particles would get stuck in those pockets.
And it depends on the type of food that you eat. If it
the
does
smaller
it, or
the
any
food,
type
the smaller
food.
The foods, the more likely to happen. So if I'm eating, if I have a diet with heavy rice, brown rice. Heavy grains, heavy like couscous and stuff like that. Yeah, it would definitely aggravate.
But you chew food, so everything is.
You chew most
time.
You
a
chew
lot of
most
times,
food.
Like a grain of rice will get through though. You won't
yeah,
chew. You can't chew everything.
So it's better to not chew it because you said the tinier the
better. I just
better.
Have to be mindful of my diet. I just can't have too much rice. I can't have too many grains. I can't have too many nuts.
Yeah,
nuts will get yeah.
That's trash.
Because even though you chew nuts, like nuts are so small, like like a piece of the nut will still go. You know, it'll still. Pass through and it can pass through everything else, but it might just get caught in that lining. And then once that door is open, it'll just start building. And it comes on fast too. Like,
oh, it stays and then stuff builds on it?
Yeah.
What, like other food or just stuff?
I think other food, not just stuff, like just food. Right?
I hate how inefficiently we're built in that sense.
Yeah.
We're pretty efficiently built otherwise, though.
Yeah, well,
I've been hearing some stuff that's like, what's happening in here?
Mm-hmm. Damn. We got acid in here that's not coming outside.
Some
of
nucos and the white blood cells are like, hey, yo, who's my man? Who's my man? Who's my man?
Who's
my man?
On the flip side of that, the air tube and the food tube are connected, and they
it's
weren't
right
like,
here.
Let's do a different tunnel. No, they're like, nah, it's the same thing. So you could, you're trying to drink water and you just choke because you swallow it.
Word. Because the esophagus just closes or whatever the other one is. I don't know.
It's like a train, right? One closes and it.
But sometimes it doesn't close all the way. I'm like, why did we make the same tube for both things?
I mean, it's got a. It does like 100 million things.
He had a date. Yeah, it's like, hey, man, I gotta take these angels off.
On throat day? God, there's so much stuff you have to finish right here.
He said,
make the niggas cough, okay? I'm going.
I've got another universe to prepare, okay?
What? All right, well, heart day's tomorrow. You better be here. This shit gonna end quick.
He said, do you want jackfruit or not?
Okay. Now, you're not gonna get it right away. Everybody, anyway. You're not gonna get it right away, but when you get it, it's gonna be fire. Trust your boy.
Man. Yeah, I just learned about kind of like COVID and how what happens
you
like
just
when
learned
it.
About it?
Well, I mean, just like what happens, like how it sits at the back of your throat and it has to like penetrate your membrane and then multiply itself as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And it's crazy when you think about these things that have to like spread and multiply to survive, which is so it kind of like made me like understand like what the vaccine was. You know what I mean? Like everybody was just kind of like hyper obsessing over like how we were being given, which is kind of creepy, but it was like once I would learn like, oh, that's what's happening, it's just like A, okay, I'm less scared, and B, what? Like, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening. It's been a minute since the Magic School Bus. I forgot. I've like learned a whole bunch of stuff, and then like to return to the human body and be like mitochondria. Wait. Start over again.
My shit.
That's your shit.
Like, I learned so much in the Magic School Bus.
Oh, for real.
My mom is
such
a
good idea.
My mom's a teacher, we would watch that all the time. Like, summer school, like, she would have summer school that she would teach. And I would just go to her school, go to her class to, like, help out and stuff. And sometimes they would just watch the Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
Or I'd watch it on my own and stuff. Like, PBS was like...
PBS,
oh,
man.
Shit,
it made sense. Because if you think about it, like, if you were teaching a bunch of kids about the human body... You're listening to yourself. You're like, this is boring as hell. Why would they? I'm talking about red blood cells and white blood cells, and they just start, you know, playing with a pencil or their finger. Word. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. It kind of makes me want to revisit the whole thing as an adult. Like, oh, that's what they were talking about. It's fully for 5-year olds.
I'm sure there's some subliminal jokes probably in there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have to do that for the parents that are watching to keep them. It's like in Toy Story, all of those stuff. Mm-hmm. They weave in a little adult. Yeah. Content to keep the adults entertained. I remember on Shrek, was it the third one? It was like, say something crazy, like you got on women's underwear. It's like, I got on a thong. He was like, wait. His nose and gross. Like, do you have on a thong? No. It was like, he does.
Pinocchio said that?
Pinocchio. Yeah.
Yeah. In Shrek 1?
It was the third one. I think it was the third one.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
And then they showed the thong. I was like, yo, they wildin' on
that
track right now, yo.
I loved seeing that transfer because it seemed like it was like 90% for kids, 10% for adults growing up.
Yeah.
But at some point, I think it's SpongeBob. I don't necessarily know if that's true.
Absolutely.
But like at some point, they were just like, you know what? Like the kids are going to like it. They like the characters. They like the stuff going on. Like dialogue and storyline-wise and joke-wise, if we like... make it more for the parents watching, then the kid is going to grow up and still watch it. You know what I mean?
And because that's what's happening now.
Exactly. So now it seems like it's 50-50, even maybe like 60-40, like more for the parents and then like everything else is for the kids. And I think that's amazing because like at one point I was watching SpongeBob and I was just like, I was growing up with SpongeBob. And I was just like, that wasn't for me a few years ago.
Listen, so much of SpongeBob, so much of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, they knew what they were doing back in the
Rocko's
day.
Rocko's Modern Life?
I think that was 100%
effort.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, my God.
That was more balanced. Ren and Stimpy seemed like
Ren
it was just
Stimpy
for adults.
Ren and Stimpy was just
very
sexual.
And I didn't get it at all.
Like,
I didn't get
kids
any
kids weren't even
Stimpy
allowed
jokes.
To watch that at one point.
It came on Saturdays. I remember it came on.
That was like an adult cartoon. And I didn't like the animation. It was gross.
When they did that super zoom.
Oh, yeah. You know the bump?
You see like hair.
Everybody got hairs and bumps.
And it was dirty.
I don't like
that. You know
that.
It was like something.
I didn't like that.
Yo, that
I love how
wild
no one liked that.
Show, bro. that was, I really, it was a lot of jokes as a kid. I remember thinking like, huh, yeah, I don't get that one.
And you didn't think, you don't think about it.
Nah, you don't think about it. But it's like, I don't really get like cryptocurrency either. Which is why I'm thankful for Coinbase.
Same,
because Coinbase right now will help you completely understand exactly why you should be investing in crypto. You hear all about it. Everybody's doing all the ones and they're hopping in and you are sitting back like me and like, I want to kind of jump in this. I just didn't know enough about it.
Yeah.
Well, in comes Coinbase, okay? Do you identify as crypto curious? If you've thought about entering the world of cryptocurrency but felt a little overwhelmed, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple, all right? Cryptocurrency might feel like a secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase can help. Much coin, such coin, If you've been following the cryptocurrency craze, now is the time to get started, to get involved. Coinbase is it makes it super easy to start your own portfolio and learn to trade like a pro. If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify. Why not think about cryptocurrency? Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase makes your portfolio safe and secure while adding cryptocurrency to your mix. Now, I've been one that really wanted to get into it, but I just didn't understand it. They were just popping out all over the place, and I was just like, I don't know what to do. And I feel like Coinbase can offer, like when I first got into stocks, I knew I didn't know enough about it to like do my own trading. Mm-hmm. So I got with AG Edwards, right? Yeah. Edward Jones. And I just told them what kind I want. I want this much long term, I want this much short term, and I want this much aggressive. Mm-hmm. And they helped me build that. And that's the same thing that Coinbase will help you do right now. They offer, like I said, portfolio management and protection for learning resources. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. I'm a very firm believer if you want to be a millionaire, you have to have at least 7 sources of income, mm-hmm. right? More. And why not have one that is cryptocurrency? You've seen it. It's obviously not going anywhere. They might change different names and change different holders, but it's not going anywhere right now. So why not get this extra stream of income right now? Check out Coinbase to get more information, more resources, and create a diverse portfolio. For a limited time, new users get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/DIYS.
Okay.
Sign up at coinbase.com/DIYS and get $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/DIYS. The holidays are right around the corner. How would you feel if you signed up today and messed around and made, I don't know, $5,000 by February? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or $1,000 by Christmas.
Right.
And that takes care of all that shopping that you got to do. At least look into it. Because like I said, most millionaires have at least 7 sources of income. And that's what I'm trying to get to.
Shout out to Coinbase.
Amen. Yeah, man. We out here, bro.
Absolutely.
I love
Tristan
it.
Is a billionaire. I'm just throwing it out there, guys. Yeah. Billionaire. He owns BET.
Yeah, I have 70 sources of income.
70.
he took the method and times it by 10.
Yeah.
I love it.
We've been on the show for a while. We still have to do conspiracy theory, but we have not talked about this last season of Insecure.
Oh, right. The last one, the
just
finale.
Aired.
This
just aired, yep.
First episode aired last night.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the season, right?
Possibly.
Yep. I'm possibly in the season as well. Possibly.
That means
possibly.
Y'all both on it. Come on, guys.
But very excited about it. It's been an amazing adventure. I'll say it like that. You saw friendships develop. You saw black people in likes that you typically don't get a chance to see them. And I could just speak from my standpoint, being on set, there were so many black people behind the camera calling the shots. So many black women behind the camera calling the shots. On cameras.
That's so
wardrobe.
That's
styling. So I mean, it was amazing. I had never been on a production and seen that many people of color running shit. Shout out to Prentice Penny, man. Because that brother is doing big things. Shout out to Issa Rae. Shout out to Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jay Ellis. Shout out to Tristan. Shout out to Neil. Just a lot of dope people that I got to work with. My boy Kamal, I had worked with him on a small project years ago. And then to see him back on there with me, it was phenomenal.
It was dope. I love seeing her, like Issa Rae, Jordan Peele and Tyler Perry do their thing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're kind of just like leading every aspect of the industry from like directing in the horror element, which is like never been a black thing at all. Right. You know what I mean? Which is like, it's not even like this is another black take. This is like the black take on horror, you know?
Yeah.
And then on Issa Rae, it's just like the sitcoms and the story writing and all that stuff. Like, it's like I'm half sad about Insecure ending and half like really excited about like what is Issa about to do after this, because she is like basically like elevating that genre. And then you have Tyler Perry on the mogul producer side, kind of just like killing the game. It's weird. They're like they're forming like a triad of black excellence right now in the whole industry. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm loving to see it.
It's insane. It's like there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, if you're not a fan of Insecure, then maybe you're a fan of Jordan Peele. If you're not a fan of Jordan Peele, then maybe you're a fan of Tyler Perry. And then there are so many other people coming up behind all these folks
exactly.
who are like, Yeah, now I have an opportunity to show my point of view because we all have a different point of view.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And there's a billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
Look at Squid Game. Like, I'm just like, there's just so much stuff. Like, I just...
Talk about putting on.
What?
I got a little stat.
What's your stat, Pat?
Number one in 90 countries.
Pat stat.
One of them.
That's definitely just like the success, which is crazy. But now going deeper into that, over 130 million people have watched at least 2 minutes of the show, and 87 million people have already finished the entire series. Now, if you think about analytics online, when it's your huge numbers are like who was there for like 5 seconds, and then it's a very humbling number who stayed because it's just like God dang, like wow. 3 million views and 100,000 people watched the whole thing. So to have 130 million, I guess, impressions and 87 million of those finished the entire thing, not only that, it says that it has created $900 million in revenue. That's almost $1 billion. It has not been out that long.
That's a Marvel movie.
Guess how much it cost to make.
Oh, probably nothing.
$21 million.
That's crazy.
You know what's crazy?
No promotion. Also, all word of mouth.
The older guy in there,
right.
Just recently posted. He said he's been getting so many requests for his acting it's become overwhelming.
That's so good.
He's like, I can't even. It's
the older guy.
The older guy. Yeah.
And just like he's put on by the world.
Yes.
The whole world.
Yes.
87 million people stuck around.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
You know what's crazy? I started. I'm still on the first episode, but I have to watch it.
I have to. I'm only on episode 4 because it's very intense, and I can only watch.
And I'm watching it with the subtitles on. I don't like the dub over.
The dub over is depressing.
Yeah, that's probably different.
It's depressing.
Yeah, you got to do it with the dub. Don't do
ever
it with
since
the dub.
Grudge. I can't do that stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh my god,
I watched it in dub, so I'm gonna try it again with just.
It's better to just read because it's like the dub is so pathetically American. It's like, can you try to make it match? The lead singer of Squid Games is like, what the heck? What kind of... No. are we playing now?
I watched something with a dub, and they used the same male actor for all the male characters and the same female one for all the female actors. So
he just
didn't
had
know,
to learn different
and I was like,
languages?
Who's talking? Because like, all the same voices say all the lines. Like,
but they just had to learn every language?
No, I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, they probably translated the script.
They translated, it was French, and then they had an English person. Same person for like all the characters in that scene that were men were played by the same guy. So they got a man and a woman.
Oh, it was the same guy for multiple
characters.
Exactly. That makes sense. Okay, that's
so
just
confusing.
Horrible casting.
So I just switched it back, and I'm like, well, I can read.
He wasn't even changing his voice. That's
no,
hilarious.
It was just the same like monotone. I'm like, I can't understand what's happening.
That's
so janky.
I could do so many voices. I would kill
Oh, that's just lazy producing, though. Yeah. It's just like, player one, hey, what's going on? What's happening with you? Player two, nothing much, man. I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
like, you're not going voice act? You're more than one character, sir. This is getting confusing.
Pat, what we got? Right? I'm sorry, go ahead, Tristan.
That's it.
All right. What we got on the conspiracy tip?
We got a couple scary stories, and I just want to hear what everybody wants to hear first, so I'm just going to rattle them off, okay? All right. Number one, we have a research facility in Alaska that is basically believed to be a mind control lab.
Oh, shit.
Basically, all scientific experiments that have to do with the human mind and controlling it. Numero 2-0, this is kind of crazy. An active volcano that is under Yellowstone in Wyoming they're claiming if it erupts, it could actually wipe out the U.S. and conspiracists believe that the government knows exactly when the eruption will happen. Mm. So this could be... This could be tied into the
Veronica.
To biblical.
Yeah.
That's the shit that's so scary because it could be true
scientifically.
But
like a volcano, can a volcano one in Wyoming spread the whole?
So here's the thing: there's a volcano, an active volcano in Tacoma, or is it Seattle? I think it's Seattle, that is still active to this day. Right,
you Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, I think so.
The really big one, the mountain.
Yeah, the really big.
That just blew up. Yeah.
So it's still active. And if that blew up, like if it erupted today, the smog and the smoke in the air would kill everybody south. On down to California.
Oh, just the smog, not the lava.
Well, when it erupted the first time, we got snow in New York. They got snow in July because the ash cooled the atmosphere so much.
Damn.
And that's the whole snow in July.
Oh, so that's what happened with the ice age, basically.
I don't know about that. That's a different thing.
Yeah, but this
but
one...
Part of, but yeah, that could be a thing because when the stuff gets in the air and blocks the UV rays, it cools the atmosphere. It's
hella snow.
So,
bro, so like that they were telling me all the stats on that. I was like, Jesus.
That, I mean, that was scary because it's scientific.
I would hop on a plane and go away. It was like, you would not make it. You would not be able to get far enough, fast enough.
Even like Europe?
Survive.
If you went to Europe or Mexico?
I mean, I don't know. But like somewhere in the States, you would still be affected by it.
Everything's safe there.
They'll figure something out.
Yeah.
All right, and then number three, which confirms a lot of things for me because I always felt this way. Apparently, a lot of Mattress Firm stores were opened in Illinois, and they're all within a few miles of one another, which leads some to believe it's a money laundering business. I've never been to Illinois.
I'm from there. Bro.
Mattress stores? Who the hell needs a mattress?
In Glendale,
you don't need to re-up on that.
There are four mattress stores within two blocks.
I think it's the donut shops in LA, but yeah.
But in Glendale, it's like, bro, who's buying that many beers? When you keep up something for 7 to 8 years?
Hell yes.
Word. Are you the donut shop?
Hell yes. I'm like,
so many donut places.
No way. But I was
for
like,
50 cents.
But honestly, I would believe that niggas are eating that many donuts, but keep going.
But I mean, even with the donuts though, like it's like, bro, like who's buying that many for it to be like?
Well,
if
and how do you stay in? My thing is, how do you stay in business? Because like, who's buying this many things that allows you to pay rent and all that?
Bro,
every month?
It's a DVD / video store in Glendale, not too far from where we used to stay, and they have prime real estate on the corner, and it's like Armenian DVDs and videos and stuff like that. But
no
like,
one
bro,
in it ever.
Never.
But it's huge.
Like, how does this?
But it, and
how
does it
make rent?
Tax loopholes. It's some type of tax loophole.
But Glendale is known for like crime, white collar crimes and stuff like that, and identity. They have their own like police department, and then the police department has their own like fraud department.
Yeah,
because it's so
and
so
they're still not
there.
Catching these people. That's
bro,
hilarious.
I always work
at they probably work,
which
for
is
the
also
fraud
a cover
department.
Up.
Bro. But it's also like. Check every mattress firm or check word. Every like DVD random spot.
Yo, word. For real. When I used to work at CarMax, people would bring in Mercedes. And I'm not going to say the race of the people, but they would bring these Mercedes in. And I'm like, yeah, it's a brand new S-Class. And then we run the van. It was like, it's an E-Class. It was like, bro.
They just changed the letter?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But ain't there hella other stuff in the engine? I don't know shit about cars, but ain't the bumper different?
Bro, they would try to finesse it. So and then they would find mechanics that would damage the engine in a way that it wasn't repairable. And they would get out of their lease that way to get the new thing instead of paying the fees for the restocking.
Oh, so it wasn't a scam to resell it. It was a scam to get rid of this car.
Well, they would try that
up.
First. They would try to come to us first, but we couldn't buy leases. We could only buy if you were financing.
Okay, yeah,
so we can't
right.
buy you out of your lease. So they'd be like, okay. And the way they just said it so casual, like, okay. I was like, oh,
they're going to go to the next one.
They finna fuck some shit up.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what they would
do. Or something happened in that car and they got to get it someplace else.
Yeah, or that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the three. We got just as a recap, we got the mattress firm. What is it called? Money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mattress firm money laundering. We got the underground volcano that could end us all, and we got a mind control lab in Alaska.
I'm kind of what Sherry.
Are we picking one as false? Is that what these? Is we doing that again?
No, all of these are conspiracies.
All these are true. Okay,
not true, but conspiracies. Okay. You know,
I want to go with the volcano. I'm with Sherry. Sherry said the volcano. I'm kind of with the volcano. I kind of want to see about it. What'd you say, Hippie?
The lab's in Alaska.
Are you going to the lab?
Yeah, that's the one that made me raise my eyebrows. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with it.
Well, I mean, we can get through all of these because I picked short ones. All right, since
let's
there
go.
Are three. All right, so Yellowstone National Park is 3,500 square miles of wilderness, wild animals, and gorgeous landscapes. Any of y'all been?
I've never been.
It looks amazing. It's just way too far. It's also way too far from the airport. That's a big thing for me. But under the park is something far more sinister. There is an active volcano that measures 44 miles across.
That makes sense. I mean, that's where the
hot... For real! That's what I did when I first read it.
That's where the hot springs come from. That's why it's hot. It's because there's a volcano.
Yeah, but the mouth, 44 miles?
Wait. That's the opening?
Well, it says the active volcano is 44 miles across. So I guess if you're...
That could be the base.
No, I guess it's not the base if it's underground.
It's underground, yeah. There
so
is
that
no
is
base.
The mouth.
So
there is
just
no base.
A pocket of like magma.
That's just
that's
the that's just
there.
What would shoot up, which makes sense because if you're talking about killing the U.S.,
you'd have to do something like that.
And also, if you knew there was a volcano underground that was 44 miles across, scientists know about earthquakes and hurricanes. Yep. They're studying this stuff. So if this was an apocalyptic volcano, I would assume they know, like, 2025,
they
you
don't,
know.
I don't know if they can tell how accurate it's going to happen.
Right, but don't they do that for other volcanoes?
We can't tell when it's going to rain properly.
Because it's,
but don't
it's,
they say, don't they do that for other volcanoes,
yes,
though?
Yes, you can,
and it's
like,
accurate?
Predict it.
Because of the shaking and the seismo
yes.
something.
But if the place, because of the place, though, right, you can't
tectonic
actively
plates.
Predict when they're going
to
shift.
I don't think it's, like, as accurate to, like, oh, we know it's going to happen on this day. Maybe, like, a roundabout years. But they've said that the big one's coming in L.A. for the past, since I've been here, everyone's saying, oh, the big one's coming. And I'm like, I'm
big what?
A big earthquake.
Earthquake? Yeah. Isn't that harder to predict than a volcano?
I don't know. I'm not a seismologist.
Does the lava wake up?
Because the lava, but the lava comes from the plates, from underneath
from
the tectonic plates.
Rubbing.
So the plates will shift. And if
and
there's a crack big enough, then the lava will come up.
Right.
That's
kind of oh, the that's why they be, there's lava
building,
underwater.
Yeah,
and that's
the
same
lava
thing that
heats
causes
everything up, and then the pressure builds and it explodes.
The earthquake is from the place shifting too.
Yeah.
The Ring of Fire.
Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings?
No.
The Ring of Fire.
Oh.
So the Ring of Fire is like the Pacific Ocean, yeah. Like the west coast of the United States.
That's this is real?
That's where earthquakes happen.
Where the underwater you volcanoes
can,
are.
Yeah, there's a bunch on the map. There's a bunch of volcanoes in a big ring which surrounds the plate that all the volcanoes are bordering, and that border is where the magma comes up, and that's where you get a volcano.
Damn, that is crazy when you see that underwater. It'd be like the bottom of the ocean, and
well,
there's
that's
lava
island,
coming up.
That's where your islands come up. A lot
right,
of volcanoes,
which
yeah,
which
like
is
Hawaii and
a really cute thought growing up, mm-hmm. because it's like a volcano erupted and now there's an island, and you're like, dope. That's how things are made. But then you think about it, you're just like, hang on. Magma happened so much that I could stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and whole
wild.
City.
That's wild.
Man, that's just crazy. That's just crazy and scary to even think about, bro.
So, basically, shit. It says that if it erupts, it will wipe out the entire U.S. The volcano last erupted 630,000 years ago. But there are some conspiracists.
See, how do we tell that? If no, how
if we
how,
know
how
long it
that?
Was last done, how can we not know the next one?
Yeah, but like, how do we backwards predict that? Oh, it happened 639,000. Like, where did we get?
Because
this?
Of the rings.
Is it like the whole?
It's not like a tree. I don't think it's like a tree.
Go
the rumble rings.
The rumble rings.
63.
Rock'em sock'em rings.
I don't think that's how it works.
So people are saying that the government knows that the eruption is imminent, so they're drawing up contingency plans. And conspiracists also point to videos of animals running from Yellowstone, which is, forget what the scientists say.
I trust the animals.
Is that an antelope running?
A moose just like, run, go.
He's like, rawr.
For it's sure happening. Believing that, because they've never seen a textbook ever, and they'd be doing exactly what's happening.
Well, because they're closer to the ground, and that they got more instinct.
They're spiritual. That's why I feel like that's why elephants be having funerals. But it says that people think that's a sign of coming eruption. Maybe. It's nothing good. Experts say the animals are just running from tourists.
Experts.
No, they're just scared of us.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, that's not what it is. It's just like they don't like people like that.
Yeah, that's all.
Experts like came in and said, nah, they're just, you know, running from the people who said they saw animals running out of Yellow Spring.
He's running from me, and they just keep chasing
right. Yeah, right. That's a lot. Do we want to hang on that or move to the next
44,
one?
Wait, it's 44 miles wide.
That was probably the scariest part, yeah.
Because a mile is long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Way longer than you think it is. You think that you're like, oh, yeah, just walk a mile down that way.
But
it's 44 like,
of them?
Yeah, yeah, 44, back to back.
Yeah.
Where what is which is basically an earth pimple, and that motherfucker just pops.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to
think about it. Low key.
Pop goes the human race.
For sure.
My thing is if it happens.
And a small pop is for sure U.S.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
My thing is if it happens, are you guys going to try and ride out the apocalypse?
Ha. From the history books?
I don't know. It'd be smooth as hell afterwards. Oh. After the lava covers the U.S., it'd be like real glassy. You ever seen SpongeBob when he went to the future? It was all chrome. Mm-hmm. That's how I think it was. Just like every weird interpretation of the future from like pop media of like everything just being like smooth and stuff.
Shiny.
Maybe that was volcano stuff. Who knows? You ever seen a beach that was just hit by a volcano and it's all glass? Yeah.
Damn. But let's think about this right here. A football field is...
Oh, man. That's not even close to a mile.
Now, a football field is 360 feet.
A mile
is 5,280. Yeah. It's 5,280 feet. So we're talking about within that...
Wait, how many football? I can't even do that.
344.
So 17 and a half football fields lay end to end make a mile. 17 and a half. Make 1 mile. We're talking about
17 and a half football fields.
17 and a half football fields make 1 mile. So we're talking 17 and a half times 44.
You know how long it takes that group of grown men to fight each other just to reach that little 1/17th of a mile? That's a lot.
70. Wow.
Hey, I want to make a new sport, an extreme football where it's a mile. Okay, and like if you're lucky, at the end of the 4 hours, one person scores.
Man, listen, crazy. That can only be two quarters. I'm not staying.
You know,
fuck all of that, man.
No, whoever scores the first
How
point,
would you have
he's
a
on the 1,000.
Oh my god, no! You just it have to be all virtual, just all like.
But
all
if you
videos.
If you break free from the group. You have to be like so in shape.
Listen,
you probably
you
have to just
have,
go until exhaustion.
You have
and just
to
be like,
have
right.
you have to have Usain Bolt for your wide receiver. He's the only one that's gonna make that an interesting game.
And then anybody? You have to switch him out when he gets tired.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
because after you run that once, you're probably done.
Oh,
you're not
God.
Going to run.
You're not.
You can be 4 miles down the road and just be like, all right,
I can
ain't
walk
nobody
now,
behind me. I'm gonna just walk.
People will break away and just go into a sprint because they know that it's all about the long game. No one's gonna be like full. It's just gonna be like a light jog.
He stick out his thumb and shit.
any golf carts?
Oh my god.
The most in shape people would be the people in the crowd doing concessions because they'll just be like be sweaty coming from like a whole
and
mile
carrying 40 pounds of
peanuts. Please.
Shit. Shit.
I need to pay for my ride back.
what's the next one?
All right.
That's the mind control, right?
So What was next?
Mind control.
Mind control? You want to do mind control?
Yeah.
All right. People believe that there's a research facility in Alaska that is a mind control lab. So in the mountains of Alaska, there is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And this helps scientists study the farthest distances of the atmosphere. So just somewhere in the mountains of a cold place. There are just scientists thinking like the atmosphere goes this far. I don't know the specifics.
Hold on 1 second, Pat. Are they filming today?
We are.
At 4, okay. Right?
Yeah.
All right, we might not be able to finish this one.
No.
Ooh, how many ads do we have left?
We got all the ads done.
None ads?
No ads. We done with the ads.
Okay.
But it's 4 o'clock now.
Okay, cool. Let me. All right. Let's. This is just a few paragraphs. We're gonna do this, and then we'll start the next one with the other conspiracy. The facility sits on 33 acres of land and has over 180 antennas. The antennas have collected data about the aurora borealis, radio waves, and other atmospheric occurrences. But some people think that these antennas are an experimental weapon that can control people's minds, according to the Smithsonian. It's pretty credible. Others believe it caused the Columbia space shuttle to destruct in 2003, and in 2016, however, the facility held an open house so the public could see that they were not up to anything dangerous. They threw an actual open house to be like, look, guys, don't worry, we're not doing anything. But the weird thing is that 33 acres of land in a remote mountainscape, there's just a whole bunch of antennas and everybody's concerned. So maybe... I would assume if you had some mind control labs, it wouldn't be the first door on the the left.
Scientology
you know?
Has open houses all the time.
Yeah, they do.
I still ain't buying it, nigga.
No one takes the torch lit dungeon to the negative 60th floor in the tour. At least you know that's probably gonna be where all the secretive stuff is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yes, happy Halloween, you guys.
Yeah.
You got some
scary
stuff. Mm.
Stay tuned for some major announcements. We will be doing something for Halloween. We're going to post it on the page, so make sure you check out the Damn Internet Just Scary Instagram for what's going on there. We want to thank our guest, Tristan Ringer, for coming through.
Thank you.
Make sure you check out the new season of Insecure. You may see him, you may see me. You never know.
You might.
You never know.
You might not.
You know what I'm saying? You might not. Shout out to Cam Cam, man. Cam with all the facts, man. You already know what's going on. Hippie Goes is in here. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this has been another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. We see you next week, guys.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.